Good morning. It is 8:16 on this Wednesday morning, and it is a pleasure to be joined by our good friend from the New York Sea Grant, Mr. Dave White. Good morning, and welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Be careful with that Mr. stuff. Jeez, you're going to swell my head, friend.
I get that as well when, you know, all of the high school athletes call me Mr. I said, no, Mr.'s my 92-year-old dad. You know, there just you call me Steve. And you wanted to come back in, and as always, you've got good news to talk about. And this one deals with young people because the New York Sea Grant and the State Department of Environmental Conservation has $200,000 in grants, and that is available for projects that engage youth in implementing action agenda priorities on the Great Lakes.
It does, and I'm real excited about this. We've been running this program in partnership with DEC for several years now, and every time we put out an RFP, it has a focus like coastal resiliency, you know, recreation tourism development. We've done some wonderful projects across the region with just great partners to really help move some of these Great Lakes initiatives forward, because this is on the ground dollars to make things happen, not planning, not, you know, consideration, but really getting out there. I mean, you know, building, you know, kayak launches with ADA accessibility, you know, dune planting and management, really cool stuff. This year, we've decided, instead of focusing on maybe a subject matter, is we really want to encourage folks to give us proposals to engage youth in their projects. And what I'm referring to this is from conception to conclusion. So we don't want the youth just to be involved in maybe going out and doing some kind of planting or a beach cleanup, which are all great. But we want them involved in every step of the way, which makes this, I think, somewhat unique that, you know, to get youth under the age of 21 involved in thinking about what the project is going to be. How do we implement it? If we're going to do something, how do we plan it? How do we put it together? The whole thing. So they really understand the process, but they really then are really a part of the engagement of it and really being those strong stewards.
And that is a great idea because, you know, it's kind of my experience ever since I've been here in the Finger Lakes that all of the vast majority of the people that are involved in the stewardship of the lakes are of a experienced age, much like ourselves.
They're the ones called Mr.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And as a result, this is a way to kind of train the next generation of folks that are going to have to look after the Great Lakes and, you know, the Finger Lakes as well.
That's exactly right. I mean, you have hit the nail on the head, as they say.
I do that every once in a while.
That's what excites me.
Then I hit my
about.
Thumb the rest of the time.
Right. Yeah, we both have got those. And that's, like I say, what really excites me about this, because just as you've said, you know, many times we engage them in the activity, but not in thinking it through. How will it impact the environment? How will it impact the watershed? How will it impact our community in providing better access, better resource development? All of those things go into play. So, you know, we're looking at, you know, formal and informal. You know, it can be a school working with an environmental science club. It can be a 4-H youth group, an FFA group, you know, a soil and water conservation who's working with a local environmental club. So, you know, I don't know what we're going to get, but I'm just excited and I'm really encouraging folks to apply. You know, we're going to be able to fund up to 8 projects. The maximum amount of each project is $25,000. And again, this is for on the ground, you know, action to engage youth in really understanding and, you know, thinking about becoming the leaders in the Great Lakes, you know, as they finish high school, go into college, you know, whatever it might be, but really getting them engaged in the process. So, you know, I'm excited by it. It's the first time we've done something of this nature and really encouraging a lot of folks to give it some thought and get some, you know, proposals in.
Have you gotten any feedback from organizations like schools and not-for-profits about the idea?
I have. It's been really exciting. We have actually a new colleague in Buffalo who is our coastal ecosystem and education specialist. I mean, he just started about a month ago, and he's getting calls and emails from teachers and other informal educators. I've been getting them with folks saying, this is kind of cool with this project work. You know, I'm thinking about this, and this is an 18-month span. So the proposals have to be in by April 30th, and then the funding will start July 1. So they have this summer all, you know, and into 2022, and the project doesn't have to be completed until December 2022. So it gives them time to do the whole conception to conclusion and engaging youth in that project. And it gives them 2 summers, which I really wanted to do, so that maybe they have to do some planning this summer and some pre-work. And then if they were going to actually implement a project next summer, they have that time. So it also gives them time. It's not a rush. It's something they can really get engaged with. And, you know, the DEC staff, New York Sea Grant staff, will also be there to help folks, because I think everybody that's involved in this process is just excited to help get this going and help get it engaged, and let's see where it grows.
And the great thing too, Dave, is you know, the fact, of course, that so many young people have been impacted over the past year plus because of COVID, you know, having to do Zoom classrooms instead of in-class work. This gets, you know, the old saying, boots on the ground. Yep. and get some out working and planning and everything else, and really might be a big help to, you know, overcome the psychological issues that have developed over the period of the pandemic.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we had a lot of discussion about that when we were putting the RFP together, even, you know, should we mention COVID and this kind of thing? And I said, no, we, you know, if we have restrictions, we have, they'll work around that. Let's give people the opportunity to be creative. If they have to do, you know, whatever the rules and regs are, but they're going to change, obviously, over the course of the next 18 months. So let's just get people excited about it, give them that opportunity. You know, I could see, you know, a group doing a project, and then part of it is to present it to their community, you know, and having that opportunity to stand up in front of the community leader, to stand up in front of the other people in their school or their club. So, you know, I mean, I'm a former teacher. I mean, I taught for 3 years, you know, in high school and college settings, you know, in formal education. So, you know, I'm excited to think about all the things they could come up with. And I'm hoping we're really challenged with, like, way too many proposals that we have to really think about, wow, you know, we're going to have to just pick the best of the best, because these are just great ideas. And, you know, that's what I'm hoping to see. And I've even talked to Coast Guard auxiliaries and power squadrons that are thinking about doing some boat activity things with youth in their community. So, you know, there's really, you know, there's very few limitations on who can apply. It's really that opportunity to work with our youth and you know, and bring them into the family.
And, you know, as a teacher, I know as somebody who is a broadcaster of high school athletics, that there are a lot of very, I'll use the term, you know, intelligent, you know, high school students, even younger, that have a finger on the pulse of things like the environment. And, you know, as you say, I think you're going to be indulged or swamped by a lot of really interesting and exciting proposals from all of these groups.
Could you, I mean, again, I, you know, you and I are similar vintage, my friend. You know, I'm thinking there could be really some cool social media opportunities. You know, these are young, they're technology driven. You know, how do you use some of these new technologies proactively to be thinking about some of these issues of concern, you know, in that broader scheme? So, you know, I totally agree with you and everybody that, you know, I mean, you and I have been in schools, we've worked with a lot of folks around. I mean, these kids coming out of school, I will say it up front, are a heck of a lot smarter than I was coming out of high school. Give me a break, man. They are really great kids. And this is just another opportunity to give them that extra edge and get them engaged and involved. Because, you know, when I've been going to high school things with my kids, I just sit there and I go, wow, our future is great, because look at what these kids are doing that we never even thought of or had the opportunity to do.
Well, that's because we were using abacus and slide rules.
Hey, I still can't
figure out how to use a slide rule.
I had a Texas Instrument calculator.
Well, I had one of the first ones, too.
And I had no idea what the other buttons were for.
Exactly. And for organizations or anybody that wants to get more information, then what's the best way to go about it?
Well, they can go right to our website, nycgrant.org, and it'll be linked right off the front page. It's called the New York Great Lakes Small Basin Grant Program, and applications are due by April 30th. All the instructions are there. The RFP gives them all the information they need, and you know, if they have questions, they can contact me, and we'll help work them through it.
Dave White, is always a pleasure and a lot of fun talking with you. And keep in touch and let us know what's going on with the grants and what you're getting from all the organizations.
Absolutely. And I think that'll be a big part of it is ensuring that they're getting that information out to folks in the regions they're working in. So thanks again, my friend. Always great to be with you.
You too. Dave White from the New York Sea Grant has been our guest, 826 on the Finger Lakes Morning News.